This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill's business for 2013 is in the books, but a busy year is right around the corner.
2014 being the year where we finally make some big decisions that have major budget ramifications.
The calendar year's wrap-up tonight for Carrboro and Orange County. And we'll hear from your Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill about ongoing budget talks in Washington as another deadline approaches. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports this morning, Larry Fedora weighs in on his Tar Heels' upcoming trip to Charlotte. And the men's basketball team is back in the top 25. And
no tailgating or limos at the Super Bowl in Jersey. What are they, asking for trouble?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 48 degrees. It's about as warm as it will get today. We have a 90% chance of rain today. Really cold tonight with a low down in the middle 20s. The Chapel Hill Town Council has concluded its business for 2013. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says next year will likely be defined by some challenging decisions that have to be made.
I think there are going to be several, and many of them are going to be budget related. When you think about 2014 being the year where we finally make some big decisions that have major budget ramifications, like solid waste, Rogers Road, and leveraging state and federal resources for other projects like the Ephesus Fordham District, those are going to be difficult, challenging questions.
Kleinsmith says he's confident the council will get to some good solutions. The year 2013 already faced some tough budget decisions, including finding money in the budget to get the newly rebuilt Chapel Hill Public Library back to operating in full-time hours.
The culmination of that, you know, decades-long work by people on in our community, advocates of the libraries, the citizens of our town, and a series of leaders on the town council, being able to open that library and bring in a new director with a great vision for our future. I think it's one of the most visible and exciting things to happen this year.
The mayor says another defining moment of 2013 in Chapel Hill was the completion of a major development downtown that provided housing, a place for new businesses, and still allows room for parking.
We also saw 140 West really get going and filled up, and our downtown, you know, realizing a lot of the promise that that project was designed to create come to fruition.
He believes the completion of plans for the eastern part of town, the Ephesus Fordham corridor, could revolutionize the community.
Not just by being able to establish standards for redevelopment that have been vetted through the community that provide for a more streamlined process for redevelopment in an area that we already know, or we already believe at least, that can tolerate a much more intense commercial environment.
And he says the process in which the redevelopment is achieved is also revolutionary.
Within town government, things have changed so much in the way that we approach some of these challenges. And the best example is this product of this district at Ephesus Church in Fordham. We have an economic development and planning team that have worked together in ways that they weren't allowed to in years past. I believe we're going to reap great rewards.
Tune in to the WCHL Wednesday Morning News for part two of a look ahead to 2014 for Chapel Hill from the thoughts of the mayor, Mark Kleinsmith. Carrboro Alderman will meet tonight to discuss how to fill Lydia Lavelle's vacant seat. She, of course, has been elected mayor, leaving a seat on the board empty since she took the oath of office last week. The alderman can choose to appoint a new member or hold a special election at the same time as the May primary. Board members will discuss both options and possibly decide on one tonight. Board members will also receive a staff report on how to manage the town's supply of parking downtown. Some people say there's a parking problem in downtown Carrboro. Others on the board say there's not a problem. The Board of Aldermen will meet at 7:30 tonight in Carrboro Town Hall. Orange County commissioners will likely approve $10.5 million worth of financing to pay for capital projects when the board meets tonight. About half of that money will go to build a new science wing at Colbreth Middle School in Chapel Hill. Another $1.7 million will be used to renovate one floor of the historic Whitted Building in Hillsboro to create a meeting space for local government. Other investments include $1.4 million in technology upgrades and $1.2 million to improve the Viper radio system used by emergency personnel. The board will also discuss how to fund rural curbside recycling, and they will also consider hiring a consultant to evaluate alternative sentencing program. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. The state auditor's office says a new North Carolina Medicaid billing program falls short on addressing defects in the computer system and that government-mandated changes haven't been completed on time. The performance audit from Auditor Beth Wood was released on Monday, the day before legislators again get a formal update in the NC TRAC system. It came online on the 1st of July and replaced the system first turned on in the late 1970s. The price tag is several hundred million dollars. The audit is a follow-up report to one in May that found NC TRACs hadn't been fully tested. The new report says NC TRACs has encountered more than 3,200 system defects. The Department of Health and Human Services says the defects are significantly less than the industry average for a similarly situated software system. Budget talks continue in Washington, D.C. as another deadline is approaching and another deadline has been missed. Congress had an informal deadline set for a week ago Monday to set the foundation for a budget deal that would help avoid another shutdown January 15th, but no agreements were made. One of the lead budget negotiators, Maryland Democratic Representative Chris Van Hollen, has told the Washington Times that these discussions ought to be moving along at a faster pace. Some members wanted the formal deadline December 2nd. On October 1st, a 16-day partial government shutdown began when an agreement on the debt limit, among other things, could not be reached as Republicans and Democrats were at a standstill. The half-month shutdown was halted when an extension to January 15th was made, but it was only temporary, of course. If a plan isn't put in place by that date, it will start all over again. U.S. Congressman David Price of North Carolina's 4th District, who lives here in Chapel Hill, will join me on the WCHL Morning News less than half an hour from now at 8:32 to discuss the progress of the talks in Washington. Price is also currently active in the issue of the Iran interim nuclear agreement. He says he's opposed to Congress imposing additional sanctions at this time. Tune in for his thoughts on that topic as well. A grand jury last week handed down a felony indictment of Julius Nangoro, the former chair of UNC's Department of African and Afro-American Studies. That's only the latest development in an ongoing scandal that's put the department into bad light for months and months. But as the negative publicity continues to mount around Nangoro, students in the AFAM department are speaking out, saying the quality of the department ought not to be measured by the alleged actions of one professor. Zach Mayo reports for Carolina Connection.
Battle Hall is the northernmost academic building on UNC's main campus. Wedged at the end of the Upper Quad and bordering Franklin Street, the home of the African, African American, and Diaspora Studies Department, AAAD for short, is isolated from the paths of many students rushing to class each day. Some majors in the department feel especially isolated after years of scrutiny around the legitimacy of the program's courses. Senior Alea Glenn has dealt with this condescension throughout her Tar Heel career, and it's begun to wear on her.
People don't think that I'm being challenged educationally, and that's obviously insulting and just not true.
Senior AAAD minor Nora Richmond has seen a similar dismissive attitude in some of her classes as well.
I think for people who've never taken a class, they think that it's an easy A and you don't have to show up to class and there isn't any work to do. But that's completely different from all of my experiences in those classes. I actually put in more work for those classes than some of my other classes.
In 2011, former department chairman Julius Nangoro resigned during a campus investigation that found dozens of classes in the department never met, but students still received grades. Many, but not all of those students, were football players, a revelation that fueled the scandal that's hung over UNC for years. The department has struggled with its image ever since. Junior Michael Valor is a biology major and has never taken a AAAD course, but knows all about the reputation.
I think it's a common stereotype that's like a grade inflation class that like maybe some of the athletes will take to boost their grades.
Richmond says that stereotype is wrong, and in some ways, she's relieved by this week's indictment, even though it's put the department back in the headlines. She hopes it will send the message that African, African American, and diaspora studies at UNC is heading back in the right direction.
Him being indicted, I think that helped a lot, just because now students are able to see, okay, we've moved on from that past and that the department can have a bright future.
Alea Glenn echoes the sentiment.
What I really do feel is that because the AAAD department is not defined by this experience, this individual whom I don't know, whom I never took a class with, is not the norm in the department. He does not represent the the level of scholarship that our professors have. He doesn't represent the experiences that most courses require of students.
And with this semester coming to an end and students looking to register for classes in the spring, Glenn has a message for anybody hoping to lounge through an African history class for the benefit of grade point average.
Participation is important. Your work is important. The quality thereof is important. And a lot of people are surprised and really dismayed.
Ngaro faces a maximum of 30 months in prison should he be found guilty. He plans to fight the charge. In a statement Monday, Chancellor Carol Folt said his alleged behavior is completely inconsistent with the standards of UNC as a whole. In Chapel Hill, I'm Zach Mayo.
Zach Mayo reporting for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning right here on WCHL at 8:30 while UNC classes are in session. It is 8:15 at WCHL. Coming up, we'll tell you about the toy chest and how you can help, and a new initiative as far as tourism is concerned. It's called Goodnight Carolina. That on the way on WCHL plus WCHL Championship Sports. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. When demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's is always there to offer lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. It's a really special place. Elmo's Diner at Carmel, Carborough. Well, traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly this morning. We haven't had really any major problems to report, in spite of the fact that we got fog all over the place and roads are slick, wet, everybody being a little extra careful. Don't forget your headlights this morning, wherever you're going. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. If you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can always tweet us at WCHL. However you decide to get in touch, please do that safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. A spectacular place with good food, fine wine, and lots of fun. Go online to find out more at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, 47 in Carborough. Rain until late in the afternoon. Then we might get a little sunshine, but let's concentrate on the majority of the day. 90% chance of rain today. High today in the 40s. It's not going to get any warmer than it is now. Tonight, we're looking at colder temperatures. Clear skies, but cold with a low in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Thursday, sunny with a high of 40. We're back in the low 20s on Thursday night. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 40s. It'll be a little warmer for the weekend, but also a big chance of rain pretty much all weekend long.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL news time is 8:17. The Orange Department of Social Services needs your help for its annual toy chest drive running December 14th, 15th, and 16th. The program provides an opportunity for low-income parents to select 2 to 3 gifts per child to ensure that every child in Orange County has something to celebrate during the holidays. Sharon Hinton, DSS Human Services Manager, says for 3 days, the DSS office turns into Santa's workshop.
All toys that are donated here stay here in Orange County for our children. The toy chest has just grown volumes over the years. Last year, in fact, we served over 3,300 children with about 10,000 toys that we collect through the toy chest.
Hinton says there are more than 7,000 children right here in Orange County living in low-income households. The toy chest is open to all residents of Orange County with children at or below 200% of the poverty line. The program serves children ages 18 and under, but focuses on children under the age of 12. Hinton says parents can be referred from social services, churches, and other agencies that serve low-income families. Collection boxes will be placed at various locations throughout Orange County, and the public can drop off donations until this Friday.
Through our donations from Toys for Tots, as I mentioned, we have about 50 to 75 collection boxes throughout the community. Mm-hmm. So individuals are encouraged to drop off a toy at any of those collection sites or at our offices here in Hillsboro and the one in Chapel Hill. In addition to the toys, we also collect donations for folks who don't like to shop or don't know what to purchase. Mm-hmm. We will accept those donations and then we'll do the shopping for you.
The Department of Social Services is located next to the Dollar Tree in the Hillsboro Commons Shopping Plaza at 113 Mayo Street in Hillsboro. News around town this morning, Goodnight Carolina is going mobile. Authors and creators Missy Julian Fox and Marie Myers Lloyd, along with illustrator Elaine O'Neill, created a book for all ages about Chapel Hill called Goodnight Carolina. It's based loosely in the book Goodnight Moon. Now there's a companion map and mobile app to take you through the different parts of town referenced in the book, created in part by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. This afternoon from 4 until 6, you can join the creators and fans of the book for a launch party taking place at the Carolina Inn as the Visitors Bureau kicks off its new tourism initiative. On Thursday of this week, the Orange County Public Library is beginning its holiday activities. One of the amenities it's offering is a wrapping station for parents to wrap their gifts away from children's eyes. This wrapping station will be available until the 24th of December, and parents can help keep the station going by bringing leftover wrapping paper to the information desk. The library will also decorate for the holiday season with the help of Hillsborough Garden Club. Artwork from Orange County High School students will be available for the public to see in the Teen Center. At 6 p.m. on Thursday, library celebrity and recent retiree Kevin Delaney will present a selection of songs for the season. Then at 6:30 p.m., you can listen to stories told by local authors. If you'd like to find out more, you can view this news around town on our website, chapelboro.com. It's 8:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Rod Stutz. Carolina will be making its fourth trip to Charlotte for a postseason bowl game. Head coach Larry Fedora talked on Monday about what the Belt Bowl contest against Cincinnati means to his Tar Heel football team. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The Tar Heel football team will be bowling in Charlotte on December 28th. 6-6 Carolina accepted a bid to compete in the Belt Bowl against 9-3 Cincinnati. Head coach Larry Fedora says he's proud of his team for digging out of the early 1-5 hole and is looking forward to getting to Charlotte, a friendly locale for Tar Heels.
And excited for our team as they fought back from a 1-5 record early in the year. We are also extremely excited about being in the Belt Bowl in Charlotte, where we have quite a few Tar Heel fans in that area. So, we're looking forward to playing Cincinnati, a very well-coached team that has finished the season 9-3.
Coach Fedora says his players were all excited when they found out the news of their bowl destination.
Well, they're all really excited. I mean, they really are. I mean, they knew we would be going somewhere, but they didn't know where. And then to be in Charlotte, to be in our home state, they were just, they were really excited and looking forward to it.
For the senior class, this bowl trip is even more meaningful. Coach Fedora had a chance to reflect on how much those Tar Heels have been through, including three different head coaches and the full lifespan of the NCAA investigation. He says all of these factors add to their appreciation of this opportunity.
Yeah, you think back to these seniors. We talked about this going into the last game. I mean, these guys have overcome a lot. I mean, they came in at the beginning of an NCAA investigation and saw it through to the end, and then had to accept what the sanctions against them. And then, they had three head coaches, they had two staffs. Some of these guys had five or six position coaches in their career here. So a pretty unique group.
One of the added benefits with a bowl game is the extra practice time that comes with it. Coach Fedora expects his team will squeeze in 10 to 12 practices before the game. But he says you have to be wary of burnout with so much more time to prepare. That's why Coach Fedora says the team won't be focusing on the Cincinnati game plan until later on.
You have to be careful. One, that's why we won't start preparing really for Cincinnati until the latter half of those practices. I've been on staff where you started very, very early in preparation, and then really the guys kind of get bored with the reps, and that didn't work out too well. So, what we'll do is we'll prepare for the future in these early practices and get as many reps as we possibly can, and then as we get into the latter half of our practices, then we will start implementing the game plan for Cincinnati.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coach Ron Rivera says the Carolina Panthers' 31-13 loss to the Saints on Sunday night in New Orleans was a humbling experience and could actually help his team to refocus as it makes a playoff push. It was Carolina's most one-sided loss of the season, and going into the game, they had won 8 straight. But while Carolina players were already talking about a rematch with the Saints at home on December 22nd, Rivera said it's vital they focus on preparing for Sunday's game against the Jets another team with playoff aspirations. Carolina and San Francisco lead all NFC wildcard contenders at 9-4, but Arizona, which is 8-5, and Dallas, with a 7-5 mark, remain in the hunt with three games left in the NFL's regular season. And in basketball this morning, everything is back the way it should be. Coming off wins last week against previously ranked number one Michigan State and UNC Greensboro, the Tar Heel basketball team is back among the top 25 in both national polls released yesterday. Carolina moved up to number 18 in the Associated Press poll, number 21 in the USA Today coaches poll. Carolina had been number 25 in the coaches poll and unranked in the AP poll a week ago. Tar Heels are off this week for exams, but they will return to action in a big way on Saturday when they host number 10 Kentucky, another tough opponent. Other ACC teams featured in the poll, number 3 Syracuse, number 7 Duke. In women's basketball, Tar Heels are ranked number 15 in the most recent AP poll with a 7-2 record. Duke is still undefeated and ranked number 2 in the country. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Carolina basketball as well on our website at chapelbro.com. And Kimball Walker scored 27 of his 31 points in the second half. Charlotte Bobcats ruined Stephen Curry's homecoming with a wire-to-wire 115-111 victory over the Golden State Warriors last night. Curry overcame a slow start to finish with a season-high 43 points, 32 of those in the second half. Curry is a native of Charlotte. He burst onto the national scene while he was playing and hitting threes and doing all kinds of good things for Davidson College, scoring 19 points in the fourth quarter alone, including a 27-foot shot with a hand in his face to cut the Bobcats' lead down to 111-109 with just 11 seconds left. But the Warriors couldn't contain Walker. The point guard hit four free throws in the final 11 seconds of the game to seal the victory. And the Bobcats have won two straight, which is quite an achievement for Michael Jordan's team. 826 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
No tailgating or limos at the Super Bowl in Jersey. What are they, asking for trouble? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Well, I thought it was strange when they awarded Super Bowl 48 to MetLife Stadium in New Jersey in the first place. The average temperature in early February is exactly 32 degrees Fahrenheit, so the chances of it being any warmer are only exceeded by a freeze-out that might actually change the game to Saturday or Monday. Apparently, they have that option pending the forecast for a blizzard. But now the Super Bowl committee of the NFL, consisting of the owners of the New York Giants and Jets, who both play at MetLife, have put in two really bizarre rules that New Yorkers won't like. The blue-collar and middle-class fans who love pro football and make a day of the game tailgating for hours before and after will have to do it sitting in their cars, handing the fried chicken and beer to each other from the front seat to the back. Fire up the grills at your own peril. No tailgating is the rule. No tents erected in adjacent parking spaces or even chairs behind your car. Every parking space, they say, will be filled with a vehicle, so the people will have to drive in for the game and drive out after it's over. The traffic on the freeways around the Meadowlands is disastrous when the crowds filter in and filter out over a six-hour period. This way will be the largest parking lot known to man, and if someone blows an engine, OMG. Making it even worse is that everyone going to the game has to arrive and depart in a car that remains in the parking lot throughout the day. No cabs and no black cars or limos allowed. Yeah, try and tell Jay-Z and Jennifer Lawrence they have to tootle over to their suites in the Toyota Highlander or Cadillac Escalades. Will this mean there will be no celebrities at the Super Bowl? Does it mean that Bruno Mars can't arrive in a 40-foot stretch to perform at halftime? Oh, there is one other way you can get to the big game. Public transportation, except that subways don't go near MetLife, only buses and the light rail system from Penn Station. But you have to decide on one or the other and take your chances. They tried to come up with a universal pass that was good on the bus, the train, and the subway to get to the bus or train. But in the greatest city on earth, they couldn't figure out the technology of how to do it. This is Archansky. See ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. My, doesn't your home look lovely?
Why, thank you, Eddie. The brokers from Terra Nova were here staging our home.
Staging? Are you putting on a play?
No, Eddie. Staging means getting our home to look its very best. The professionals at Terra Nova sure know what they're doing.
That's neat.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Eddie? We're having roast beef.
No, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. We're having squab, and I need to tell my folks all about the awesome brokers at Terra Nova.
Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Details. It's half off. $50 worth of store merchandise available now for $25. Details is a unique gift shop located in University Mall that carries an array of contemporary gifts with a modern taste. Shop for watches, jewelry, handbags, pens, wall clocks, decorative items, and more. You won't have to worry about giving someone a gift they already have at Details, and they're guaranteed to love it. It's half off from Details, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, well, it's rather unpleasant. It's going to be that way for a few more days. It's wet, rainy, roads are a little slick. Please be careful out there. It is 48 degrees right now. That's about as warm as it's going to get today. Chance of rain is 90%. Now, it's going to clear up later today. We might even get a little sunshine. Clear skies, colder temperatures, though, with lows in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. On Thursday, a sunny day, but the high just 40. Thursday night will be down in the low 20s again. And wouldn't you know it, a chance of rain is coming for the weekend. My goodness. Can't we have a weekend without rain?
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
Bless the memory of Nelson Mandela. May God bless the people of South Africa.
President Obama was cheered as he paid tribute today in Soweto. He said Nelson Mandela's efforts must not be forgotten.
Around the world today, men and women are still in prison for their political beliefs and are still persecuted for what they look like and how they worship and who they love. That is happening today.
There were cheers and a few jeers just before South African President Jacob Zuma spoke.
Matiba was one of a kind.
On a rainy afternoon, there were speeches and songs. American gospel singer Kirk Franklin performed at the stadium that was far from full because of persistent rain. And now, a sermon from Bishop Ivan Abrams is underway. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Budget talks continue in Washington, D.C. as another deadline approaches. Another deadline has been missed. Everybody remembers that back on October 1st, a 16-day partial government shutdown began when an agreement on the debt limit, among other things, could not be reached as Republicans and Democrats just couldn't come together. The half-month shutdown was halted when an extension to January 15th was made. But if a plan is not in place by that date, it all begins again. U.S. Congressman David Price lives here in Chapel Hill, and he represents North Carolina's 4th District. He is with us now, and Congressman Price, thanks for being with us.
Sure, good morning. I'm just hearing that temperature. I wish it was that warm here. We're about to have some heavy weather, we're afraid.
It's like blizzard weather up there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, but we're here, and it looks like some work will be done this week. Most of the president and his team are over in South Africa, of course, and a good number of members of Congress, too, but there are questions about Iran, about lots of things, but the budget does lead the list.
Yeah, let's talk about the budget. What is the very latest in the budget talks in D.C.?
Well, the latest I know is that we do seem to be about to get an agreement. It's a very modest agreement and not what I had hoped for by any means. On the other hand, it beats another government shutdown or a threat of default on the debt. I think it'll be a small agreement which will lift the next round of sequestration, that is, those automatic across-the-board budget cuts that don't make sense for anybody, They will lift that and will let us write regular appropriations bills for the 12 areas of government operations that we oversee. This will be a two-year deal, I believe. And the question will be then, how do you pay for that? How do you make up for those savings? And that's where we run into trouble, because the Republicans still won't talk about taxes, and it leaves half the ledger off the table. But I think there will probably be some fees having to do with airline security. That's been in the works for a while. And I hate to say it, but I think there will be some more squeeze on federal employees and maybe military retirees, some requirement that they make more of a contribution to their pension funds, that sort of thing. So all this doesn't add up to huge amounts of money, but it does, I think, let us get past the worst of the sequestration prospects for this next year.
Well, these talks haven't really been on the front burner, so to speak, for a lot of the public as they were before leading up to the shutdown. And the holiday season's coming up and everything.
That's right.
But I would imagine that when January gets here, the heat is going to be turned up again. And maybe there might be more of a sense of urgency on everybody's part to get this thing worked out.
Well, there should be. The shutdown in October was totally unnecessary. And yet we went through that. It just cost tens of billions of dollars, to say nothing of all the curtailed services and the squeeze on research, which we're so aware of there in Chapel Hill, and so on and so on. It's not good. I don't think the Republicans want to have that hung around their neck again. I do think they're determined to not go through another shutdown, another or for that matter, another default crisis. Question about whether the country will pay our bills. So they have been eager to avoid that, but there are no easy decisions here. And the really elusive grand bargain, so-called, which is on the model of what we did back in the 90s to balance the budget, actually pay off some of the debt, that's really where we need to go. But there's just too much standing in the way of that. So I'm hopeful we can get a small deal, avert the present crisis, but then live to fight another day.
Well, do you have any idea of a timeline on this? Is this going to happen right at the deadline, as these things tend to go?
Probably right at the deadline, although if we were to be able to get this together this week, then the January deadline is eased, and I think the chances of a shutdown of that. What we're supposed to do is to reach a budget agreement by now, by mid-December,
mm-hmm.
and then have an absolute deadline of mid-January. Don't ask me why it was set up that way, but that's what we're dealing with. So this is a soft deadline, you might say. That's what they're all trying to meet this week, though. And if that's achieved, then we will not have a shutdown in mid-January, and then I assume the debt ceiling will be worked into this somehow, so that you will not have any kind of crisis in mid-January. But it's not done till it's done, but it does look better than it did a few days ago.
We're talking with Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill, and let's move on to another topic here, the Iran Interim Nuclear Agreement. I think most people probably don't really understand what that is. Could you explain it for us?
Well, I think it's a major achievement, although it's only partial, and the real proof will come as to whether we can get a final agreement to for Iran to forego the development of nuclear weapons or a new nuclear weapons capability, and to limit their nuclear activities to peaceful purposes, nuclear power plants. And so this is something that the international community has been focused on. We've had remarkable success in organizing sanctions against Iran and putting pressure on them. And so when this new president, Rouhani, was elected in Iran, there seemed to be some break, some possibility. You know, there's a history here of disappointment, but I and others pressed very hard to see what kind of diplomatic opening there might be. And so we have a diplomatic opening, it appears. There's an interim agreement that requires Iran to halt the further development of their plutonium heavy water facility, to to degrade what kind of super enriched uranium they now have, and to cease further enrichment. In other words, it puts the program on hold, and perhaps most important, it lets advisors in. Inspectors in there every day. Very intrusive inspection. So the so-called P5+1 powers, the security powers plus Germany, have agreed to this. Iran has agreed to it. It appears to be in the works for the next 6 months, during which time there will be time to work on a further agreement. We're hopeful. There are people who are skeptical of this. The government of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu, very skeptical. Saudi Arabia, and some people in this country. But I think it'd be a big mistake to stand in the way of this diplomacy or to try to frustrate it. I think we need to let it work.
Well, we can all be hopeful for this to work out. And I know that you're going to continue to work on that and continue to keep us updated. And we appreciate your spending a little time with us this morning.
Sure, Ron. Good to talk to you.
Happy
holidays to everybody.
Yeah, try and keep warm up there.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
All right, thanks very much.
Sure thing.
Congressman David Price, WCHL. And, yeah, it is even colder where he is than it is here in Chapel Hill. And that's for sure. And our high today only in the 40s. We're going to get down into the 20s for three consecutive nights. It's 840 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Are you cleaning out closets after the holidays in preparation for the new year? Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, where we are happy to accept your gently used items at our Carrboro and Chapel Hill locations. You can donate at either location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And just as a reminder, we are closed for donations on Sundays. Wishing you a Happy New Year from the PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Holiday season is here, and let us tell you about Easy Shipping, conveniently located in Rams Plaza, corner of Ephesus Church and Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Easy Shipping will take care of you for all of your holiday shipping needs. Now offering free packaging and packing. All you have to do is bring your gift items in as is, and they will expertly package, pack, and then help you find the most affordable mailing and shipping options so you can be sure your gifts make it safely to your loved ones. Easy Shipping, located in Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill, the best place for all of your holiday shipping needs.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
Are you in a hamburger mood? Buns of Chapel Hill is serving up the best flippin' burgers in town 7 days a week. Voted the best burger in Chapel Hill by readers of the Independent Weekly, the Daily Tar Heel, the Chapel Hill News, Chapel Hill Magazine, and ChapelBurrow.com. Located right in the heart of downtown on Columbia Street, just steps away from Franklin, and online at BunsOfChapelHill.com. Buns of Chapel Hill, we'll put you in the mood.
It is 8:43 at WCHL's Ron Stutz. It is Tuesday morning. You know what that means. That means it is time for Adopt a Pet on WCHL. And Sarah Fallon is here from Orange County Animal Services.
Yeah, I missed last month. Sorry, I came the wrong day.
Yeah, you you can come by any day.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
That's all right. There's no wrong day, right day.
Well, I had one of my coworkers pick out a cat because most of the smaller dogs were been spayed, so that's a good sign.
Uh-huh.
Been spayed or neutered. And so I went to pick it up, and I could hardly bring it because it weighs more than a gallon of milk, which is 8 pounds. So this cat, I think, is probably around 12 pounds.
Wow. That's a pretty big cat.
Yep. We have a couple more that are about 15, 16 pounds at the shelter. So if you like a big cat, you need to come check out Blessing. This is what the cat I brought today.
It's Blessing?
Blessing.
All right.
B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G. I think I hear him scratching somewhere. He's running around the studio.
What's the story on Blessing?
Blessing was an owner surrender. The animal control went out to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
We've already neutered him. He's 3 years old, and he's a domestic short hair tuxedo, which
I
means
still
he's
haven't
black
seen
and white.
I still haven't seen him because he's walking around the floor here. And I heard him when he was in the carrier meowing because he was quite vocal.
He's hiding behind one of your
He's hiding behind
poster.
Coach Fedora over
That's
there.
Right, Coach Fedora. Actually, he's laying down, so maybe he likes Coach Fedora.
Oh, good, yeah. Yeah, well, Coach Fedora is kind of a comforting guy.
Yep.
You know,
markings. He has white feet and white on his chest like a tuxedo. So that's him.
How do folks go about finding out more on him?
Well, he is in our cat adoption room 15, so they can come by the shelter at 1601 Eubanks Road to visit with him, or they can go to the link on your Chapelburg, and they can also go to our website, which is www.orangecounty.gov/animalservices.
We'll also put him on Facebook.
And, yeah.
Let everybody get a look at him. Ram Northam, our cat photographer, is in here taking good photos. You get a good one?
Now, that is a good job to put on your resume, a cat photographer, because they are the hardest creatures to take pictures
of. Yeah, you know, news director, cat photographer.
Sounds good to me.
You know, wear a lot of hats around here. Well, your website, tell us that so folks can get to it.
Okay, it's Orange County. I can't ever remember it. It's Orange County.
It's a lot simpler than it used to be.
It's a lot simpler than it used to be, and I still can't remember. OrangeCountyNC.gov/animalservices.
Okay. All right. Well, find out more about this guy. Oh, I see him now. He really is a pretty cat.
Let me tell you one more thing, is that we celebrate every year Home for the Holidays from November through January. So all the cats and dogs on the adoption floor are half price. So,
wow, good.
Not only is Blessing half price, but his fee has been sponsored, and so he's actually for free.
Wow.
Adoption's Blessing today. If you adopt him today, you pay zero.
My goodness.
And that includes, we've already neutered him, and it includes his health check, his rabies vaccination, everything.
That's a great deal.
So that's great. Yeah, we're doing a whole lot of things for Home for the Holidays. We're having a canned pet food drive that benefits Meals on Wheels. He's trying to climb out
the window.
It doesn't open, thank God.
If you've ever been to the station, we have a window that looks out onto the hallway, and he's up in the window right now
looking out at everybody. So he's a very curious cat, and everybody says he's very sweet. But anyway, we're having a canned pet food drive that's going to benefit Meals on Wheels in Chapel Hill, Carver, and Orange County for people that use Meals on Wheels for their pets. And so OCIM in Hillsborough keeps the pet food all year, so if people need it, they can contact them.
Fantastic.
So it's really neat.
Adopt this guy for free.
Yeah,
folks.
To make a great holiday gift.
Somebody actually could come by and see him and take him home tonight, right?
That's right. Yep.
All right.
Already been fixed, everything.
Well, doesn't get any better than that. Hey, listen, Sarah, thank you for coming in, as
always. Thank you, Ron, for having me.
Adopt a Pet on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. So I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. Even though I'm a workaholic, I believe that you need to have time to shut it off. And you need to be able to enjoy your family, your spouse, whoever it may be. And it's so important because if you get wrapped up in the everyday work, 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 this has got to be done. People suffer that are part of your family. People that are workaholics get so intensely involved that they forget that balance of life is the most important thing. Fortunately, we're able to travel all over the world. I love to go in and watch. I ask questions about how they run their businesses. How do they run their lives? How do they run their families? Because reality is this. You can be the best business person in the world or the best employee in the world. And if it's all you do and you forget your family, you haven't done anything. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
It's holiday time at the Carolina Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn. Enchanting decorations inspired by the traditional holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas, are now on display throughout the Carolina Inn through January 2nd. Enjoy magnificently decorated trees, beautifully appointed holiday scenery, and events to keep you and your little ones entertained. Experience the magic of the season with the Carolina Inn. For more information, visit 12daysevents.com.
Oh, good morning. It is 8:50 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. On December 4, 12 Moral Monday folk led by the Reverend Dr. William Barber were convicted for their convictions, as the Reverend Barber stated. These 12 were in the original alleged malcreants back in April. They faced a district judge who had earlier dismissed charges against several Moral Monday arrestees. This group of 12, who I will call the indignant 12, will appeal and seek a trial before a jury of their peers. What are they indignant about? Here is Reverend Barber's reasons. We do not believe that our actions were unjust, but that the extremism of Governor Pat McCrory, Speaker Tom Tillis, Senate Leader Phil Berger, and Budget Director Art Pope and their fellow extremists who have denied Medicaid to 500,000 people, cut unemployment benefits for 170,000 struggling North Carolinians, took away the earned income tax credit from over 900,000 poor families, passed the worst voter suppression bill in the nation since Jim Crow, attacked women's rights, and cut public education. That's unjust. These actions are constitutionally inconsistent, morally indefensible, and economically insane. Now, over time, there will be many more trials of us Orange County, also indignant folk. I have already pled not guilty, along with most of the almost 900 still awaiting our day in court, and the struggle for just actions will continue, and likely by jury, in a higher court. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
6 seconds on the clock.
Taylor spins, pulls up, and hits the jumper.
Let's go to the instant replay. Taylor made a move past the guard, and what was that?
Looks like he pulled out his phone and called Geico for a free rate quote.
In the middle of the game?
He saved hundreds of dollars on his car insurance and nails the shot.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico auto insurance. Call or go to geico.com/the ACC.
With the holidays fast approaching, I'd like to suggest a perfect gift for anyone on your list, and that's a gift card from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you've heard me talking about the group's restaurants for a while. You got 411 West, Squids, Spanky's in Chapel Hill, Mez Contemporary Mexican, Page Road Grill in the RTP, Don't forget about 518 West in Raleigh. Solve your holiday dilemmas. Grab a gift card for a loved one, a business associate, or a coworker. It'll be very, very much appreciated and will definitely be used. Getting a gift card is so easy. Either go to one of their locations and pick one up or do your shopping online visiting ChapelHillRestaurantGroup.com, choosing a link to any of their locations. And if you haven't booked a site for your office Christmas party, call them today. Or if you want to keep the party at your home or office, their full-service catering department can handle any size group and menu choices, simple hors d'oeuvres to full-scale dinners. Visit ChapelHillRestaurantGroup.com and let them take the hassle out of the holidays.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Roy, I think. It is 8:54 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answers to those questions. If you're the first correct caller, 919-929-WCHL, then you can be our winner. $10 gift card to Cruisers is on the line. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Randy Voller's last day in office as mayor of Pittsburgh was yesterday. What's he going to do now?
I'm going to be working hard in 2014 on trying to elect Democrats up and down the ballot.
Randy Voller is today's WCHL hometown hero. He also happens to be the chairman of the North Carolina Democratic Party.
I think I'm most proud of the fact that I came into office and recognized a number of issues that needed to be addressed, and we got them done. We had an issue in town where our water system was not up to par. Working with our staff and our town board, we put a lot of time and investment into it, and now we produce some of the best water in the region. If you're an elected official and see problems, you're able to actually address them and provide value to the citizens, I think that's the most rewarding. I think from a basic level, you're supposed to provide clean water, a place to get rid of your waste, pick up the trash, make sure that the town's a nice place and that you grow, and you've accomplished all those things.
Randy Voller loves Pittsburgh, and after the courthouse burned, he, along with many others, worked hard to restore it. That's his most visible accomplishment.
Well, yes, Ron. When I travel the state, everybody brings that up because no matter where you are, where I go in the state, people know Pittsburgh because of the courthouse. They've been through town. The day it burned, I was out on the street and I said, we're going to rebuild this and revitalize downtown. I had no idea how long it would take. And frankly, it's county building, so they had to take the lead on it. But I knew that I had to get up on a soapbox and say, we're not going to tear this down. You're going to rebuild. And here we are in 2013. And it's more beautiful than ever.
What does the future hold as far as elective office is concerned?
Well, Ron, people have been asking me about that for a while, especially as there have been some openings in the last couple of years. And the number one focus for me this coming year will be to be electing other people and serving them. After 2014, where the dust settles, I'll think long and hard about what I want to do. It's an honor to serve people in your community, and there's that moment before you get into public office, and then there's the moment when you've been elected, and it's kind of like jumping into the deep end of a pool and having no idea what it's going to be like. Once you've been in public office, your life changes. The good thing about it, you meet a lot of people that you never would have met, and you're able to expand essentially your outlook on life, so I've enjoyed it. It's been an honor, and I didn't run again, and in part because I thought, you know, you've got to be able to hand the gavel up back to people. Sometimes people stay in it too long.
Randy Voller, no longer the mayor of Pittsburgh, but he's been honored to serve the town for the last 8 years. And he's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Love hearing from Lily and Lee. Lillian Lee called in with a word of the day on WCHL from Wayne Pond. It is euchre. E-U-C-H-R-E. E-U-C-H-R-E. Euchre. It means to treat or to trick. And Lillian Lee gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, 47 degrees. Right now, it's probably about as warm as it's going to get today. We have a 90% chance of rain all day. Maybe a little sunshine at the end of the afternoon, but not much. High today, only in the 40s. Tonight, colder, clear, but cold, with a low down in the middle 20s and some really cold weather ahead.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. South Africans are raising their voices in tribute to Nelson Mandela at a memorial service that began more than 4 hours ago and is still going strong. Some booed their own president, but they gave President Obama a rousing welcome. CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
There were cheers whenever President Obama's name was mentioned. In turn, he had this message for them.
The world thanks you for